Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And you get Steve Novotny 5 days a week, all right here. And let's see, I just got a text from some crazy Serb guy saying Merry Christmas. Oh. For those of you of the Serbian persuasion who are Orthodox and other Eastern Orthodox, I forgot I should have mentioned this. Merry Christmas. I would say it in Serbian, except I don't speak Serb. In any event, Merry Christmas to all of the Eastern Orthodox who use the Julian calendar and presumably Julian fries. It's your Christmas, so congratulations. All right. Thank you very much there for that. All right, fine. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And let's see, I got something here set up for you. I'm going to be playing this for you, excuse me, in just a bit. It's Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn. The deep state went after him as soon as Trump came into office, because they knew that Flynn knew where all the bodies were buried, and they used Mike Pence, who I absolutely believe is an FBI mole, absolutely believe it, to help set up Mike Flynn. So we've got a really great interview with him, and now with Trump coming back in there, I believe Trump is going to unleash Mike Flynn, and they're going to have hell to pay. They're going to have hell to pay. But before we get to that, it's winter in Wheeling, which of course means we need more stories about the homeless and how they're suffering, because that's all we ever do here for the past 10 years. The same, for all the homeless stories are the same. They've been that way for the past 10 years. Depending on the season, depending on the weather, it's the same damn thing over and over again. And you get the same people on both sides, the homeless advocates going, oh, this is terrible, they're falling through the cracks. And, you know, everybody else going, these vagrants have ruined the quality of life in this otherwise fine metropolitan area, especially in Wheeling. And it absolutely never ends. And the media is utterly useless because they're so left-wing, they're so politically correct, they're so woke that, well, here's an example. This is from the Intel. And the first sentence, the second word, tells you all you need to know about this same old crap that they keep, this useless legacy media keeps force-feeding you. The second word, Dateline Wheeling. I guess this is the intel. The unhoused population, second word, unhoused, right there, that's all you need to know. The unhoused population is feeling the effects of the snow and cold weather in Wheeling, with many dispersing to shelters and other warm places to stay. Well, I would say that everyone is feeling the effects of the snow and cold weather in Wheeling. But that's just me. But it says here it's the unhoused population, you know, vagrants. The homeless encampment off of Maintenance Trail, which once housed about 50 individuals, has waned to 14. That's right, waned, W-A-N-E-D. They don't pay much for reporters at the Wheeling Unintelligencer. The homeless encampment off of Maintenance Trail, which once housed about 50 individuals. It housed them? Really? It housed the individuals in an encampment? Has waned to 14 in recent weeks due to the cold weather and snowfall. Tents and belongings at the camp were covered in snow Monday afternoon. So I guess none of them were actually housed because they were in tents. This is actually how this is written. According to, here's a shocker, Dr. William Mercer, a physician with Street Medicine Group Project Hope, who makes regular rounds at the encampment, some individuals have been staying with friends. There's a shocker. Others have been occupying local shelters like Catholic Charities, Salvation Army's Winter Freeze Shelter, the YWCA, and Life Hub. Okay, fine. Local volunteers and organizations like Project Hope and Street Moms have been working to aid those who have remained in tents and outside. The Salvation Army recently donated 14 cots from Cabela's to individuals at the encampment so that they can conserve heat by avoiding sleeping on the cold ground of their tents. Project Hope volunteers deliver the cots over the weekend. Mercer said he has seen several recent cases of trench foot among those staying outside, a condition caused by prolonged exposure to the cold, as well as bronchitis. A couple of individuals have suffered from carbon monoxide poisoning caused by burning ethanol, often found in cleaning supplies like hand sanitizers to keep warm, according to Mercer. Hypothermia and frostbite are also ongoing concerns. The Salvation Army announced Monday has opened its doors on 16th Street, Salvation Army Wheeling, Upper and Winter Freeze, on and on and on. Same story. Updated every year for the past 10 years. And the latest, they're now sleeping. This was news to me. I read this on Facebook. They're sleeping now, the vagrants, in our virtually empty, virtually never used, new parking garage. Well, it was new when they tore down the wharf and built this Robert C. Byrd Intermodal Transportation Center, which was essentially a big old garage. And it was supposed to revitalize Wheeling. Oh, we got a garage. Oh, everything's going to be good now. Now we've got the Heritage Port. Everything's going to be fine. We keep losing population. So now the homeless are sleeping in the garage, according to lots of reports on, comments on Facebook. And I thought to myself, a number of things. The first of which is, well, here we go again, vagrants destroying another aspect of living in Wheeling. Now we can't park in the Robert C. Byrd Intermodal Transportation Center because they're homeless people. Can you imagine a single woman wanting to park in that building, in that parking garage? And having to deal with the homeless in the stairwells and all of that? Can you imagine? So that was my first thought. Here go the vagrants destroying more of the quality of life in Wheeling. My second thought was, no one's minding the store. No one's in charge of this parking garage. Because if anybody was actually in charge of the parking garage and was actually doing his due diligence, he or she would not be having any homeless people sleeping in the stairwells. My third thought was, didn't we just have the city pour in another $100,000 or whatever for this life hub, this new flop house in downtown Wheeling, so that in winter the vagrants can go stay there and stay warm for the winter, for the evening? And then this encampment, unmanaged encampment, and all of these other places where they can get shelter. Now they're taking over the parking garage. How long before, and I'm dead serious about this, how long before these vagrants will also be sleeping in the stairwells of the new parking garage that just opened off of Market Street, that supposedly is going to help the Wheeling Pit building development, which of course is going nowhere? How long before the vagrants will be sleeping in those stairwells, maybe sleeping in their elevators? Is anyone in charge in Wheeling anymore? They're sleeping in the parking garage? After you build them up or help create this new flop house in downtown Wheeling, it just never ends. And no story, and I swear to you, I mean this literally. I cannot name another human being in the media. They may exist, but I cannot name another human being in the media who keeps bringing up the elephant in the middle of the living room. And that is this. Why are we paying the homeless to be homeless? We're paying them to be this way. Did you know that? Yeah. We're using your retirement funds The Social Security Administration has something called SSI. And disability income as well. And they dole out this money, your retirement income, to homeless people. Over $900 a month. Oh, don't take my word for it. Go to the Social Security website yourself, Social Security Administration. See it for yourself. Put in SSI, homeless. Put in disability income, homeless. The last time I checked, it's close to 1 million homeless people who are getting SSI or disability. Think about it. How do you think they're paying for their cell phones and their cell phone service? How do you think they're paying for their cigarettes? How do you think they're paying for their alcohol? How do you think they're paying for their drugs and their syringes and everything else? No one ever wants to talk about this, except one human being, me. The reason they don't want to be housed is because if they're no longer homeless, they no longer get the money that SSI gives to homeless people. If they get clean and sober, they no longer have a disability. They don't get that money. We are giving them money. We are encouraging them to continue living those crazy lifestyles. If you stop giving them money, chances are they'll probably be more likely to go get a job. If they get a job, by the way, they really lose out. No SSI, no disability income. Now they've got to pay taxes. And they have to find a place to live, which means they got to pay rent. The economics are such that for these vagrants, it makes a lot more sense in their minds to stay on the public dole, to keep taking your retirement benefits, your retirement income, Social Security Administration, and keep living like this. Keep destroying the quality of life here in the Upper Ohio Valley and throughout the nation. Can you name another person in the media, and I mean this quite literally, can you name another person in the media who constantly reminds you that the federal government is paying these people, encouraging them to continue living these types of insane, dysfunctional lives? More than $900 a month, and that's tax-free. And then we wonder why nothing ever changes. Why would it change if you keep paying these vagrants to keep living the way they continue to live? And nothing is ever enough. The new flop house was supposed to take care of this problem. But now they're sleeping in the stairwells, in the garage, across the street from Nail City, or River City, whatever the hell it's called now. And again, how long before these vagrants figure out that, you know, there's virtually nobody in the new parking garage they built for this Wheeling Pit project that's going nowhere, of course. So let's sleep in those stairwells and maybe even in the elevators, because hardly anybody is using them. How long before that happens? And why has this problem been allowed to continue? Is anybody paying attention to the parking garage? The Robert C. Byrd parking garage? How can you allow this to continue?